A new book capturing breathtaking images of selected national parks is out by photographer Ian Shive. Scenes from across the country are captured within the pages of The National Parks, Our American Landscape. Shive says the majority of the pictures are digital, although some of his film archives made the cut also. He says he takes 4,000 to 5,000 images in each place before editing down to a few. The project spans 4.5 years, although Shive says when the book concept became reality, things moved much quicker.
Then I had 4 months to shoot about 30% of that book. And so then it became a bit of a challenge. I had 7,500 miles in 20 days and 17 parks around the American West. And I did several trips just to pick up things I felt like I needed. And I'm a perfectionist. So even though I could have probably done a book right from day one, I wanted to go out and say, all right, well, if this is going to really happen, I want it to be awesome and get out there and just really do my best.
For Alaska, Denali is the only one that made the cut for your book. How did you decide what to include and what to leave out, particularly here in Alaska?
Well, there's 300, and at the time, there were 391 national park units. So if you had one photo from each, it'd be a book that no one would publish just because it'd be way too large. And I had to somehow sift through all these magnificent places. You could do a book on each park, really. And so I needed it to make the book a personal journey. I needed to just look at how do I experience the parks and what are the greatest moments and the places that I had the greatest emotional connections to. And that was going to be the best way to edit it down. Otherwise, I think you'd just drive yourself crazy trying to figure out how do I do more of Yellowstone and not of Acadia or Everglades. And so I made it a personal journey in those more poignant moments. And the truth is, really, the idea for the book project originated here in Alaska, and it originated on an assignment, and I was embedded in a search and rescue crew on Mount McKinley, and I'd seen the national parks in such a unique way and been given such a rare opportunity to have this perspective of not only what these guys do up on McKinley, but just that view of Denali. I mean, people think of Denali, they think of the valley and the mountain in the distance. I had the reverse view. I was on the mountain looking back into that valley, and so for me, Alaska kind of triggered that idea, and so Denali was the most significant emotional connection I had and was such a significant part of my own journey as a photographer. So that's how that made the main inclusion.
In an age of a struggling industry, when publishers are not taking too many chances on expensive books particularly, why is a book like this important? What can photography do to help with parks preservation?
Well, I think photography and art in the parks in general, painting, has always played a significant role, certainly since the beginning of the national parks themselves. But I've learned firsthand that photography is incredibly relevant in two ways. The first is my goal with this book is to inspire people. In general, the environmental movement has a lot of fear right now. There's a lot of the last chance to save a polar bear, last chance to save the wolf. And I kind of wonder how many people have ever seen either of those things in person. Why do they feel this connection to that? And so my goal with the book was to not play on the fear and saying, well, look at all these things that we're going to lose. It was more like, look at all these things that we have. Put on your boots, go out there and enjoy them. And I guarantee when they do that, then they'll start to feel a sense of connection. And that photography will be the beginning point, a catalyst for them to find their own conservation values. And I think that that's the best I can really ever hope for.
Photographer Ian Shive will be signing copies of the National Parks, Our American Landscape tonight at Barnes & Noble in Anchorage. Links to his work are at our website, aprn.org.